So welcome to our final meditation class in the month of February. So our theme this month at the studio, as you all know, I'm sure, is At Home in the Heart. And the series, the meditation series that we just finished, was about using this practice as a way to tap into heartfulness, as a way to be connected into our feelings, our emotions, and just the general comfort of our heart space. So as most of you know, I have a 3-month-old baby at home. So I'm in that awesome postpartum period that is ripe for intense emotion. And as I was thinking about it today and sort of being in that space, I thought, yes, that's my season in this moment, but it's not the only moment in life that is ripe for emotion. Any transition or growth or shift in our life invites with it large swells of intense emotion, whether it's large swells of joy and excitement or anxiety, anticipation, fear, vulnerability. And wherever you are, if you're on either end of that emotional spectrum, it feels really intense. So I thought tonight we would talk a little bit about the heartfulness of the practice. The components of a mindfulness practice in general are sort of two wings. On the one side, there's wakefulness, which is our ability to be present. And that experience can be very much one of observing. I'm just noticing what's going on. That's it. I'm noticing my breath. I'm noticing my thoughts. Just awake. What makes it a true mindfulness practice is adding the second wing, which is the heartfulness component. And it's the self-compassion component. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is in these moments of intensity in our lives, how do we invoke self-compassion in our practice? This is, compassion in and of itself can be its own in-depth training, right? There's so many components to explore when it comes to compassion. And for tonight, we're going to just look at sort of a base definition of self-compassion. This comes from Dr. Kristen Neff, who is the director of the Self-Compassion Research Lab out of the University of Texas. And she breaks self-compassion down into three pieces. The first of which is self-kindness. So this is the actual conscious invoking of warmth and understanding when you're feeling vulnerable. So when you're in those moments of large emotional swells, can you take a moment to soften the armor around your heart, to soften your shoulders and relax your jaw and invite in a sense of warmth towards yourself? The second component, which I find to be the most helpful, she calls common humanity. And that's the reminder that you are not alone. You are not the only person to experience this intensity of feeling, right? But it's a shared human experience. Emotion is a shared human experience. Feelings of not enoughness or shame or joy, all of these are shared human experiences. So we can not only use that just as a reminder, I'm not alone, I'm not alone, I'm not alone, but when we're surrounded in circles of people we really trust, we can actually reach out in those moments of intensity to say, hey, I'm feeling this, knowing that they'll say, oh yes, I've been there too. So self-kindness, common humanity, and then the third piece she calls mindfulness. Right, which is our practice. And that mindfulness component is the reminder not to suppress or exaggerate the emotion you've got going on. I found myself in a bit of a swell today, and I felt myself getting really worked up. And so I went and started folding laundry. And in my head, I was like, this is a weird thing to do. I feel like crying, and I just went to go fold laundry. Huh. And I could sense as I was, like in my brain, I was like, I'm just going to do this mindless task and let myself sort of be with emotion. But really what I was doing was, let me do this mindless task and not think about what I'm feeling, not feel what I'm feeling, right? So the invitation with that mindfulness component is, don't suppress it. Don't go do the laundry. And also, don't exaggerate it and lie on the floor and wail and talk about how you will never, ever smile again, ever in your entire life. Your life is over. It's horrible. Everything's horrible, right? It's the place in the middle. I feel this, and I know it will change. So as we practice tonight, we'll do our best to invoke both pieces of the practice, the wakefulness, being present, feeling the breath, and also the heartfulness, which is that softening of the armor, softening around the heart and the shoulders and the jaw. I brought a quote tonight, and this comes from my perennial favorite, Mark Nepo, who's a poet. And when he writes about compassion, he shared this. Our challenge each day is not to get dressed to face the world, but to unglove ourselves so that the doorknob feels cold and the car handle feels wet and the kiss goodbye feels like the lips of another being, soft and unrepeatable. And so we will practice so that when we walk out this evening, our doorknobs to our cars feel wet. And I'm going to offer something I don't normally offer in this class tonight, which is a bit of a mantra at the end of our practice. So in this class, we do a 20-minute meditation, and we'll still have a good chunk that's just like normal. I'll guide you in. We'll have some silence. And at the end, I'm going to share a mantra that I have shared before. It's my favorite and the one I use in my own practice. And these are just three phrases meant to remind us to invoke that warmth, meant to remind us to invoke self-compassion. And I'll say them out loud. You'll recite them silently to yourself. And at some point, it just kind of falls away. You just forget to keep saying it to yourself. And that's fine. When it falls away, you let it go away. And you just rest in that silent space until the practice is over. Okay? So let's take a moment to find our seats here. If your legs were crossed, you might uncross and cross the other way. You'll let your hands come down onto your lap palms face down. And seated nice and tall, lift up your spine a bit. Let your eyes close. If you're joining us at home on the podcast, of course, you can sit in a chair, feet flat on the ground. And again, hands just resting on the lap. Together as a group here, nice big inhale in and release a sigh. And we'll do that again. So inhale. Let it go. And allow your breath just to flow to its own natural pace. Easy inhales and exhales. Just taking this first moment to simply land into your practice. This is the time we've carved out to meditate today. And so silently to yourself, you might start just by saying, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that, you feel your breath settle just a bit. Relax yourself down into your cushions, chairs, the floor. If you can, you'll consciously release any gripping through your hips, through your thighs. You'll feel the back of your body seated tall. You might even notice if you can lift up and lengthen that spine just a touch more. Press the shoulders back and down. The very top of the head lifts up a touch so that your neck feels long. And the muscles through the face relax. to your forehead, your eyes, the lips, the jaw. That first softening of the armor is to invite in just the hint of a smile. It doesn't have to show on the outside. It doesn't mean that you're happy. But it's simply a softening into this moment. Allowing it to be here. Relax your throat. Softening the muscles across your chest. Maybe noticing breath by breath if the muscles around your heart can just relax their grip a bit. Gradually feel the breath down in the belly, just letting your belly muscles relax. Softening the armor. And we find ourselves here. Balanced between awake and relaxed. And as we can, we'll start to feel our breath. Just noticing where you most feel the breath as you breathe in, as you breathe out. And as we feel breath, we don't have to describe it. We can let go of any words. And instead allow ourselves just to be immersed in the experience of breathing. Feeling fully inhale and fully exhale. And any thoughts that rise up in this time, you can just notice them. Smiling to yourself as you note thinking or feeling. And each time you notice that you've forgotten the breath, we simply smile. And try to feel the next breath. There's a beauty in that returning. Every time we notice, smiling and coming back to feel the breath. Staying with the feel of the breath. If it feels right for you, you can silently repeat these phrases. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself kindly in good times and difficult. And may I be well and live with ease. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself kindly in good times and difficult. And may I be well and live with ease. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself kindly in good times and difficult. And may I be well and live with ease. Stay with these phrases for as long as it feels comfortable in these final minutes of our practice. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I treat myself kindly in good times and difficult. And may I be well and live with ease. Let's take a breath together. Deep inhale in. Release a sigh. Taking a moment to wiggle fingers and toes, just a bit of movement. And then drawing our palms together in front of our hearts like a prayer, let's bow chins down. Taking a second just to honor yourself for pausing in your day to be still, to invoke that sense of warmth and understanding towards yourself. And we'll finish again with the words of Mark Nepo. Our challenge each day is not to get dressed to face the world, but to unglove ourselves so that the doorknob feels cold and the car handle feels wet and the kiss goodbye feels like the lips of another being, soft and unrepeatable. Thank you guys so much for practicing today. Namaste.